was 1 year into four, and as you say, it was a bit of a surprise. But it was quite a surprise to me how quickly it happened as well. But you know, the opportunity to play at Somerset in the first division was was very strong. So basically, the situation was I spoke with Glamorgan at the end of the season, and we spoke about the season past and the future and different ambitions and plans that, you know, that the club had and I had, and it became quite clear that we're on slightly different wavelengths and slightly different ambitions. So when that became clear, I spoke with Hugh Morris about the chance to maybe look elsewhere, and he was quite receptive to it. So it all happened quite surprisingly and quite quickly, and here we are today.
I suppose listening to that, Glamorgan fans will be more disappointed than if you just said, oh, well, it was a great opportunity to go to Somerset and I really wanted to take that, even though I wanted to stay at Glamorgan. But it sounds as though you don't think Glamorgan are going in the right direction at the moment.
Oh, look, I just think it's different to the direction I want to go in. I'm more at a stage in my career where I'm at my peak. I'm 32, so I'm not, you know, not a young player anymore. But I'm looking to win trophies and play in the most successful style and type of cricket that I can. You know, as a team, I'd love to be playing finals every year and competing for the first division. So that's something that Somerset are probably just a bit further ahead on their path to doing that. They were in quite a similar situation to Glamorgan, you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago. So they're probably just a bit further ahead, and it matches up with my time frames in wanting to achieve these things in cricket. So, look, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just we just have different opinions as to what we want to get out of the game. And I'm quite results focused, I guess, and quite, you know, the outcome of a season for me to be playing in August, September, and still be playing for a title is a massive attraction. So, the sort of player I am, I need that sort of motivation to get the best out of me and not slip into a comfort zone or into a situation where I'm not, not motivated come the end of a long season to be playing in finals or competing for whether it's first division trophy or for promotion or to stay in the first division, whatever that is. I'm at a stage where I probably need that to get the best out of myself personally as well.
Any player would understand that. Any competitive person, I'm sure, would understand that. Was it frustrating then the last couple of years at Glamorgan, because there have been moments of promise, but it hasn't quite materialised, as you say, into really challenging for too many things?
Yeah, I mean, at times I think, you know, I joined the club in a very healthy situation, and we were going in a very good direction in 2009 and 10, and that was some of the most enjoyable cricket of my career then. Obviously, a lot happened between then and now, and the results have probably gone backwards a little. And then, you know, obviously we had a great time in 2013 making a Lords final, which was, you know, a huge highlight of my career at Glamorgan. So we have had times and we've had competitions that we've done well in. Then obviously this year with the T20 to captain the side to the first quarter final in, I think it's a decade, was once again a massive, massive highlight for me. But you know, we look at those two sides and the players that are now left from those two sides, they're a huge part of the reasons that we made those finals. So I guess logically, if you're going to lose a lot of the guys that get you to that position, it's going to be tough to keep competing at that level. So yeah, I mean, I guess there's a little bit of frustration that we couldn't achieve my ambitions at Glamorgan, because I did love playing there and I do love the place, but being realistic, it's just, you know, because of the time frame I have in my peak, it's just probably not possible to both enjoy playing for Glamorgan as well as compete and sort of satisfy that ambition that I've got at the moment.
And you mentioned Somerset a decade, maybe a little less ago, is where Glamorgan might be now. Brian Rose, of course, was brought in, wasn't he, to have a look and set up an academy. Is that the main thing at the moment for Glamorgan? Would you say that they don't have the finances to compete for the big names, and so they're trying to build from the bottom, from grassroots?
I guess so. It's interesting you say that. I feel over the last season we had some very big names. You know, we have international quality players in that side last year, and arguably the squad last year is the strongest since I've been at the club. So I think the big names have been there. It's probably a situation now where finances will dictate that, you know, it's going to be tougher to keep high-performing players of a certain age, a lot of them in the same group at the same time. So the skill now is, I guess, to go to the grassroots and hopefully invest time and effort and money in the you know, next level down or the next age group down, with a hope that when they get to their late 20s and early 30s and they're, you know, at an age where they're starting to peak as well, that they're, you know, fully equipped to do so. And if you can get 4, 5, 6 guys together doing that, with the help of some outside professional overseas players or experienced locals, then that's great. But that is a, you know, that is a very, very tough thing to do. And it does take a lot of time. And look, I wish Glamorgan all the best at doing that, because they have a very, very clear strategy and plan in place and how they're going to do it. But it's going to be very tough. It's going to need some great coaching and great sacrifices from a lot of players. And it's going to need time and patience, I guess, as well. So I hope it happens. It could be a long-term plan, and guys like myself might have been past our peaks by the time it comes off. So I hope there's still some of the guys left to enjoy that phase of Glamorgan, if it is indeed come about.
And one final thing about going to Somerset, was Matthew Maynard a big part of the attraction there?
Yeah, he was, to be honest. You know, once I was allowed to move from Glamorgan, he was quite naturally one of the first people I spoke to, and when it came about that, you know, would love me to play there, and the fact that we have a huge amount of mutual respect for each other, and we are on quite similar wavelengths with the way we do things. To be honest, I didn't really feel the need to speak to anyone else. Once it was a possibility to play with him again, and through, you know, through circumstances, they had an opening with Compton leaving. It was a no-brainer, to be honest with you. I mean, he's comfortably the best coach around, in my opinion, and most people have worked with him. So that's my best chance to keep improving as a cricketer, is to play under someone like him. And I think Somerset have been a high-performing side without a trophy for a long time. I think his mentality will also suit them, and obviously myself. So I'm going there, and I think I'm giving myself the best chance to improve and win more games of cricket than I have before. So, you know, to work with him again was a huge positive for me, and I was hoping I'd get a chance to work with him again, and this is the way it was going to come about. So, you know, I'm really excited to be working with him again and to get into that environment which promotes good players playing at their best. So I can't wait to get started.
And in Cardiff or Taunton maybe, but Glamorgan and Somerset next year in a limited overs game, how will that feel?
Oh, it'll be great. It'll be fantastic to play back at Cardiff. I played against Glamorgan before in my younger days at Leicester, and always liked playing against Glamorgan, and I don't think it'll be any different. They're always big games anyway, because we're obviously local rivals, and Glamorgan have had a few good results over the last couple of years against Somerset. So, you know, it was always great to beat Somerset, and it was always a tough job because they're a good side. So, you know, these would be already a lot on those matches as it is, but, you know, personally for me, going back will be, you know, just added incentive to do well against, you know, some former teammates and current friends as well. So no, it should be a lot of fun.